One proven way to help people with addiction is to give healthcare providers access to their patients' prescription narcotic history. For years, Missouri was the only state in the country without a so-called prescription drug monitoring program. That changed last month when Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens created one by executive order. But Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sablesmith reports it may not do what's really needed.
Erica Hopkins' job in her Columbia, Missouri pharmacy is much more than just counting pills. When she suspects a patient might be lying about their opioid prescriptions or trying to keep it off the books, she calls around to other pharmacies and to emergency rooms. She looks them up on a state Medicaid database.
We're just trying to find people's insurances whenever people would come in and want to pay cash for like an opioid narcotic. So it just takes a lot of time.
For years now, she's been advocating for prescription drug monitoring in the state, including during a stint as president of the Missouri Pharmacy Association. So you might think she was thrilled when the governor announced his executive order creating a monitoring program.
It's okay. I feel like it's kind of putting a Band-Aid on a huge wound.
There are nearly as many prescriptions for opioid narcotics in Missouri as there are people. The monitoring programs in every other state in the country allow pharmacists and doctors to track those prescriptions in a single database to look for signs of abuse in their patients. But the program the governor announced in Missouri doesn't do that. Instead, it looks at data on doctors and pharmacists themselves.
Like a laser beam focused on the people who are perpetuating it.
Dr. Randall Williams is director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, which will oversee the program. He says only the Missouri legislature can grant providers access to patient data, something it has tried and failed to do for 5 years running now. What this program does is purchase data about prescribing patterns from the companies that people get their drugs through.
What this will enable us to do is very efficiently look at those providers and dispensers who are perpetuating this crisis.
The state just signed a $250,000 a year contract with Express Scripts, which fills prescriptions for 42% of Missourians. Similar contracts with two more companies would yield data from just about every patient in the state. But because that data is not for patient care, some providers, like Lucas Buffalo, a family physician in Columbia, Missouri, worry about how it will be used.
Because certainly there are doctors in our state who are prescribing large quantities of opioid pain relievers, but they're doing so in a responsible and appropriate manner.
For physicians like Buffalo, there's actually an alternative drug monitoring program in Missouri already. It was created by St. Louis County last year after the state legislature failed to pass its own program. One by one, counties around the state have been joining that database. Now it covers over half the state's population. Buffalo has only had access to it for a few months now, but it's already been useful. Like when he realized the patient he was about to prescribe an opioid to was also on anxiety meds.
My concern is that that combination of medications can be very dangerous. And now I need to take time to address how we can avoid any dangerous combination of medications in the future.
The state's new monitoring program will not interfere with this county-to-county one, but providers still will not have access to a statewide database. And pharmacist Erica Hopkins says that is what the state really needs right now.
It kind of seems like we're not doing anything different.
And until the whole state is covered by a single database, people misusing these meds can still skirt detection. I'm Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.